Okay, we are in Raleigh at our university preaching apartment. And so that's why we're not. So today and tomorrow we're going to be here in Raleigh. And on Sunday, which is Monday for those of you in the South Pacific, we're going to be on our way to Fiji. And I may be able to do it on that day. I'm not sure. Do the class. Okay, let's start chatting. Volume. Ooh, we need a little more volume here. But not too much. Okay.
Krishna, 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 Krishna.
Since she, Shima, is divine grace. Abhaya Chanana Bhaktivananda Gosami Shila Prabhupada Kijai. ISKCON Founder Acharya Shila Prabhupada Kijai. Anantakoti Vaishnava Vridna Kijai. Namacharya Shila Haridas Thakur Kijai. Prem Se Gaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shedwaita Garata Shivasiddhi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Gijaya Sisi Radha Krishna Gopi Gopinath Sayam Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Gijaya Vrinda Vrinda Gijaya Maturada Vrinda Gijaya Jagannatha Swami Gijaya Yuvanamaya Gijaya Shimati Palasa Devi Gijaya Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Gijaya Gaura Premananda Hari Hari All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga Shilpopadhi Kijai Namahum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Namani Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharani Nibhishesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Deshakari. So, Om Ganahatimananda Shaganjana Shilakaya Chakshur Meditam Yena Tuzmai Shigurve Maha. I offer my most respectful obeisances under the lotus feet of my spiritual masters, Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. Shilabal Bhadus, who kindly save me from the ocean of nescience with a torchlight of knowledge. So, we're going to continue reading from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Majalila, chapter 20. So yesterday, just to bring us up to speed, well, actually, first we'll start with the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Jaya, Jaya, Sri Chaitanya, Jaya, Nityananda, Jaya, Dvaita, Chandra, Jaya, Gaur, Bhakta, Vrinda, Jaya, Jaya, Sri Chaitanya, Jaya, Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. I will increase the volume for those of you who have low volume. That should be better now. Alrighty. I think you should all be able to hear me. Actually, I can increase it a little more. Hold on a second. Because I'm a different computer right now. Volume. say here. Oops. Let's see. Hari Krishna. Actually, it's 100%. So you'll just have to, this will just have to do for all of you. I'll try to be closer to the computer so you can hear me better. Pinching the volume is really low. Let's see if we can do anything. Meeting control, system sounds, 100%. Input device, microphone array. Give me 1 second. Nope, that's about as loud as we can get. I'll use a different device tomorrow. Okay. Anyway, you just have to turn up the volume on your phones, and I'll move the computer closer. But tomorrow I will use a different device. Okay. So if everybody can hear, let's get started. So let's bring us up to speed. Anyway. So up to speed means let's hear what happened previously in this chapter. What happened previously in the chapter is that Sanatana Goswami got a message from his brother, a coded message from his brother Rupa Goswami, that it's, you better get out of prison and join us in Vrindavan. So what happened is that, it's strange, the volume's not that high. Anyway, that's all we can do. Is this any higher? No, that's lower. So that all we can do is basically, okay, just talking about the volume. So then he decided to get out of prison because he was in prison because the Nawab Hussein Shah put him in prison because he wouldn't cooperate with the Nawab Hussein Shah. Previously, he was like the finance minister for the Nawab Hussein Shah. And so therefore, what happened? He had a plan how to get out of prison. His plan was first to praise the jailer and praise the jailer by calling him a very educated Muslim. And because he was a very educated Muslim, he should know that to liberate someone from prison, one will get liberated from the material world, which is actually not logical. It's a non sequitur. It doesn't follow. So anyway, so that didn't work completely. So then he offered the Muslim a whole bunch of gold coins, and then he told the Muslim, just tell the Nawab Hussein Shah that I jumped in the river with all the chains are on. And therefore, what? I died. And then I'm going to Mecca. He actually wasn't going to Mecca. He lied to the Muslim guy. But anyway, he got out of prison. And he came with his servant. He left with his servant, Ishan, who had eight. They discovered at a hotel, there was a hotel keeper who was going to help him go over the mountains. The hotel keeper discovered he had eight gold coins because he had an expert in astrology. The hotel keeper was going to kill him for that. And then Sanatana Goswami knew that something was going wrong with that because the hotel keeper had a lot of devotion, and too much devotion is a sign of the thief. Then what happened is he gave the hotel keeper 7 gold coins because his servant kept 1 without telling him. He sent the servant away, crossed the mountains, and saw his brother Srikant and got a nice chatter from Srikant. And he's still on his way to Varanasi to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Okay, that's where we are right now. Let us continue with the story. Tare vidaya vidya goshani chalilai kala hate karunya chinda kantanir boya hila. After departing from Ishana, Sanatana Goswami began traveling alone with a water pot in his hand, simply covered with a torn quilt. He thus lost all his anxiety. Because he was in anxiety because he had money previously. So So if you get ready for your money, you won't be in anxiety because no one's going to steal from you. Chali chali go sanitabe, aila haji pure, sanjakale vasila eka, ujana bitare. Walking and walking, Sanatana Goswami finally arrived at a place called Hajipura. That evening, he sat down within a garden. Say, Hajipure Rahi Shikanta Tadanama Goshanirava Ginipati Kari Raja Kama. In Hajipura, there was a gentleman named Shrikanta who happened to be the husband of Sanatana Goswami's sister. He was engaged there in government service. In other words, it was Sanatana Goswami's brother-in-law. Got it? Tina Lakshmi Mudra Raja Diachi Tarasdane Godamulya Dlanapataya Patsarasdane. Shrikanta had 300,000 gold coins with him, which had been given to him by the emperor for the purchase of horses. Thus, Shrikanta was buying horses and dispatching them to the emperor. Tungi Uparavasi Se Goshanira Dekila Ratrieka Jana Sange Goshani Pasha Ila. When Shrikanta was sitting in an elevated place, he could see Sanatana Goswami. That night, he took a servant and went to see Sanatana Goswami. Dvijanamini Tata Ishtagoshti Koila Mandana Mokshana Kata Goshani Sakali Kahila. When they met, they had many conversations. Sanatana Goswami told them detail about his arrest and release. Teno kahi dinadvi rahake stane madrahau chadahe malina vasane. Shrikanta then told Sanatana Goswami, stay here for at least 2 days and dress up like a gentleman. Give up or abandon these dirty garments. We'll talk about this in a second. Goshanikai ekakshana ihana rahiva ganga para karideya ekshane taliva. Sanatana Goswami replied, I shall not stay here even for a moment. Please help me cross the Ganges. I shall leave immediately. So it's interesting because Shrikanta was a very rich person. So he was upset that Sanatana Goswami was walking around with not so dirty garments, but they were just like ragged. And Sanatana Goswami, he was detached. People who are attached to this world, they always want to get new clothes and new shoes and new this and new that to decorate the dead body. Yes. Okay. No more comments on that. Don't want to upset anybody. Sanatana Goswami didn't want to get back into the material life. He already renounced material life. Why is he going to get back into it? Yatna kari teno ekabota kambala diya ganga parada karidila goshani chalila. With great care, Shrikanta gave him a woolen blanket and helped him cross the Ganges. Thus, Sanatana Goswami departed again. Tabi Varanasi Goshani Aila Kata Dine Shuni Anandita Haila Prabhura Gamade. After a few days, Sanatana Goswami arrived at Varanasi. He was very pleased to hear about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's arrival there. Chandrasekharera Gariasi Dwareti Vasila Mahaprabhu Jani Chandrasekhare Kahila. Sanatana Goswami then went to the house of Chandrasekhar and sat down by the door. Understanding what was happening, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke to Chandrasekhara. In other words, Lord Chaitanya being omniscient, being the super soul, he understood that Sanatana Goswami is at the door. Dvareka Vaishnavahaya Ulahatanare Chandrasekharade Ke Vaishnava Nakika Dvare. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, There is a devotee at your door. Please call him in. Going outside, Chandrasekhar could not see a Vaishnava at his door. That's because Sanatana Goswami was dressed in a very niggardly fashion, and he basically had a beard, and he looked like a Muslim mendicant. So he could not identify him. That is, Chandrasekhar could not identify him as a Vaishnava. Dvarete Vaishnava nahi prabhura kahila kehaya kari prabhu dahare buchila. When Chandrasekhar informed the Lord that no Vaishnava was at his door, the Lord asked him, is there anyone at all at your door? Teno kahe ega darvesha che dore andreana prabhura vatye kahila tan hare. Chandrasekhar replied, there is a Muslim mendicant. That's what, because he looked like that, beard, you know, ragged clothes. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately said, please bring him here. Chandrasekhar then spoke to Sanatana Goswami, who was still sitting beside the door. Prabhu Tomaya Volaya Isa Taravesha Shunyanande Sanatana Karila Pravesha. And he addressed them as a Muslim mendicant. Oh, Muslim mendicant, please come in. The Lord is calling you. Sanatana Goswami was very pleased to hear this order, and he entered Chandrasekhar's house. Tanare angane deki prabhudana haila tandrayalingana kari pimavishto haila. As soon as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw Sanatana Goswami in the courtyard, he immediately went up to him with great haste. After embracing him, the Lord was overwhelmed with ecstatic love. Prabhu sparshe premavishta ahila sanatana morena chuniha kahe gudgudha chaval. As soon as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu touched Sanatana Goswami, Sanatana was overwhelmed with ecstatic love. In a faltering voice, he said, O my Lord, do not touch me. Dwi jane galagali rodanaha para deki chandrasekharera kahila chamatkara. Shoulder to shoulder, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sanatana Goswami began to cry unlimitedly. Chandrasekhar was very much astonished to see this. Tavi prabhu tandrahata dari lana gila pindaro pare apana pashe uschaila. Catching his hand, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took Sanatana Goswami inside and made him sit on an elevated place next to him. Sri haste karena tandranga samarjana teno kahe more prabhu lakara sparshana. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began cleansing Sanatana Goswami's body with his own transcendental hands, Sanatana Goswami said, my dear Lord, please do not touch me. Prabhu kahe tomas parshi atma pravitrite bhakti bali paratumi brahmananda shodhite. The Lord replied, I am touching you just to purify myself, because by the force of your devotional service you can purify the whole universe. Bhavadvida bhavavatas tirtha bhuta swayam prabho tirthi kuranti tirthani swantastena gadavritas. From the Bhagavatam, of course. Saints of your caliber are themselves places of pilgrimage because of their purity. They are constant companions of the Lord, and therefore they can purify even the places of pilgrimage. And of course, this verse was spoken by Maharaj Yudhisthira to Vidura in Srimad Bhagavatam 1:13:10. Vidura was returning home after visiting sacred places of pilgrimage, and Maharaj Yudhisthira was receiving his saintly uncle. In essence, Maharaj Yudhisthira was saying, my dear Lord Vidura, you yourself are a holy place because you are an advanced devotee. People like you always carry Lord Vishnu in their hearts. You can revitalize all the holy places after they've been polluted by the pilgrimages of sinners. A sinful person goes to a holy place of pilgrimage to be purified. In a holy place, there are many saintly people. and temples of Lord Vishnu, however, the holy place becomes infected with the sins of many visitors. When an advanced devotee goes to a holy place, he counteracts all the sins of the pilgrims. Therefore, Maharaj Yudhisthira addressed Vidura this way. Since an advanced devotee carries Lord Vishnu within his heart, he is a moving temple and a moving Vishnu. An advanced devotee does not need to go to holy places, for wherever he stays is a holy place. In this connection, Narottama Das Thakur states, Tirthayatra Bodhisharama Kevalamanera Brahma. Visiting holy places is simply another type of bewilderment. Since an advanced devotee does not need to go to a holy place, why does he go? The answer is that he simply goes, or he goes simply, to purify the place. And I'll just tell a little story that illustrates this. Once upon a time, there was a great devotee named Bhagirath who wanted to bring the Ganges down to the earth planet. And the Ganges had several objections. I mean, one objection was that her force would be too strong and she would split the earth planet. And Bhagirath answered that objection by saying he would ask Lord Shiva to break her force. But the second objection was actually much more serious. The second objection was, if she goes down to the earth planet, there'll be all these rascals. I know it's rascals. There'll be all these rascals who will bathe in her and dump off all their bad karma. That's a big objection. And so the answer was that great saints would also go and bathe in her and absorb and purify and get rid of all the bad karma that was dumped off in the Ganges. That's very interesting, because when people approach, they dump their bad, you know, their bad vibes, so to speak. So, and if you're a devotee and people are touching your feet, what do? Oh my God. What you do is you actually touch their head and give them their karma back, like Prabhupada did. Name bhaktas chaturvede mag bhaktas shrapacha priyaha tasmaideyam tatograyam tachapujo yata iyam. Lord Krishna said, even though a person is a very learned scholar of Sanskrit Vedic literatures, he is not accepted as my devotee unless he is pure in devotional service. However, even though a person is born in the family of dog eaters, he is very dear to me if he is a pure devotee who has no motive to enjoy fruit of activity or mental speculation. Indeed, all respect should be given to him, and whatever he offers should be accepted. Such devotees are as worshipable as I am. This verse is included in the Hari Bhakti Vilasa 10.127, compiled by Sanatana Goswami. Viprag visad guna yutad aravinda nabha padaravinda vimukat swapacham varishtam manje tarapitam no pachane hitartha pranam punati sakulam datu burimanaha. One may be born in a Brahminical family and have all 12 Brahminical qualities, but if he is not devoted to the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, who is a navel shaped like a lotus, he is not as good as a chandala, who has dedicated his mind, words, and activities, wealth, and life to the service of the Lord. Simply to take birth in a Brahmin family or to have Brahminical qualities is not sufficient. One must become a pure devotee of the Lord. If a swa, or chandala is a devotee, he delivers not only himself, but his whole family. Whereas a brahmana who is not a devotee, but simply has brahminical qualifications, cannot even purify himself, let's speak of his family. It's a very important verse. This verse was spoken by Pallad Maharaj in Srimad Bhagavatam 7.9.10. A brahmana is supposed to be qualified with 12 qualities, as stated in the Mahabharata. Dharmascha satyam cha namastapascha Amatsaryam Rish Titikshanana Suya Yajaschadanam Chadrati Shutam Cha Pratani Vaidvadasha Brahmanasha. A Brahmana must be perfectly religious. He must be truthful. He must be able to control his senses. He must execute severe austerities. He must be detached, humble, and tolerant. He must not envy anyone, and he must be expert in performing sacrifices and giving whatever he has in charity. He must be fixed in devotional service and expert in the knowledge of the Vedas. These are the 12 qualifications of a Brahmana. Bhagavad Gita, 1842, describes the Brahminical qualities in this way. Shamo Damastam, important verse. Shanti Raja Vameva Cha Gyanam Vijnanam Mustikyam Brahma Karma Swabhavajam. Peacefulness, self-control, austerity, purity, tolerance, honesty, knowledge, wisdom, and religiousness. These are the natural qualities of by which the Brahmin work, which the Brahmanas work. In the Mukta Pala Tika, it is said, Samadamat Paksocham Shancharjava Parjava Viratiyaha Gyanavigyana Santushta Satyashtikye Sadgunaha. Mental equilibrium, sense control, austerity, cleanliness, tolerance, simplicity, detachment, theoretical and practical knowledge, satisfaction, truthfulness, and firm faith in the Vedas are the 12 qualities of a Brahmin. Now, who has all those qualities? A pure devotee has all those qualities. And as we advance, these qualities come automatically. Now, especially mental equilibrium. In other words, one is able to control vacho vegam, manasaprota vegam, jiva vegam, udarapashta vegam, control the mind, the tongue, the belly, the genitals, mind, anger, and words. What's the advantage of being able to control all those things? You feel free. You're not controlled anymore. I mean, God, who wants to be controlled by the tongue? Who wants to be controlled by the mind? Who wants to be controlled by any of these senses? I want freedom. Isn't it? Freedom is an important need of every human being. And so we have to get very enthusiastic. See, I was going to say, oh yeah, we have to protest. That's what I was going to say. We have to protest for freedom. Just like in certain countries, they're not completely free and they want to protest, so we're going to protest. And how we protest is we chant the Lord's holy names and we control our mind for pleasing Krishna. But if you have all those qualities and you're not Krishna conscious, it's all useless and it's not going to be stable anyway. As that verse in the Bhagavatam states, Yashasti Bhakti Bhagavacha Kinshana Sarva Ganastatra Samasate Sura Harava Bhaktasha Kato Mahadguna Manorite Nasati Dabato Bihi. That if one is not Krishna conscious, they may exhibit these qualities for some time, but they're not considered good qualities because they don't remain with the person, whereas with the devotee, as you advance, and it takes time, just be patient, Prabhu or Prabhini. Toma deki, toma sparchi, kai toma raguna, sarvendriya phala isha sarvirupana. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, by seeing you, by touching you, and by glorifying your transcendental qualities, one can perfect the purpose of all sense activity. This is the verdict of revealed scriptures. This is confirmed in the following verse from the Hari Bhakti Shudhoya 13.2. So, Lord Chaitanya here is glorifying Vaishnavas, especially a Vaishnava like Sanatana Goswami, that Vaishnavas are worshipped even by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Akshno malam tadrusha Darshanam hi tano palam tadrusha gatra sanga jiva palam tadrusha kirtanam hi sudurlabha bhagavata hi loke. My dear Vaishnava, seeing a person like you is the perfection of one's eyesight. Touching your lotus feet is the perfection of the senses of touch. And glorifying your good qualities is the tongue's real activity for the material world. It is very difficult to find a pure devotee of the Lord. So, because a pure devotee of the Lord is like a touchstone. What's a touchstone? Touchstone turns ordinary metal to gold. So the pure devotee, just by their association, being near them or hearing from them, then your consciousness gets changed. It's an amazing phenomenon. Of course, you have to keep contact with the pure devotee by serving the pure devotee when you're not in the physical presence of a pure devotee. And as long as you keep contact by service and remembrance, then you remain on the transcendental platform. Eta kahi kahi prabhu shuna sanatana krishna bada doyamaya patita pavana. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, my dear Sanatan, please hear from me. Krishna is very merciful and he is the deliverer of all fallen souls. Maha rodavahite tama karila utara kipara samudra krishna gambira para. My dear Sanatana, Krishna has saved you from Maharodava, life's deepest hell. He is an ocean of mercy, and his activities are very grave. So it explains that it stated in the Bhagavad Gita 1861, Ishvara Sarvabhutanam Ridesha Arjuna Tishnati. That means Krishna is in the heart, directing the wanderings of all the living entities. Staying within everyone's heart, Krishna works, Lord Krishna works very gravely. No one can understand how he is working, but as soon as the Lord understands the sincere activity of a person in devotional service, he helps him in such a way that the devotee cannot understand how things are happening. If the devotee is determined to serve the Lord is always prepared to help him with the Dhammi Buddhi Yogam Tam Yenamahu. You have to take a very important verse. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling Sanatana Goswami how merciful the Lord is. Sanatana Goswami was a minister in the service of Mahaprabhu Saint Shah. He was always mixing with materially inclined people, particularly with Muslims, mediators. Although he was in intimate touch with them by Krishna's mercy, he came to find such association distasteful. Therefore, he left them. As stated by Srinivasa Acharya, Tvalturnamashesha Mandalapati Srinim Sadar Tuchabat. In other words, the Goswamis were able to give up, you know, the high society by getting the association of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Sanatana Goswami, of course, one of the Goswamis. Krishna enlightened Sanatana Goswami in such a way that he was able to give up his exalted post as a minister. Thinking his material position insignificant, Sanatana was prepared to become a mendicant. Appreciating the activities of Sanatana Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu praised his action and thanked Krishna for his mercy upon him. Of course, we understand Brahmanda Bhamate Kamalabhiwan Jivguru Krishna Prasadi Bhai Bhakti Ratabhish. When one is ready for spiritual life, Krishna sends Guru. Guru gives the disciple Bhakti Ratabhish the seed of the creeper of devotion. I mean, that nothing happens by accident. We were explaining that to some guests today. Nothing happens by accident. Someone is in touch with Prabhupada, Prabhupada's representative by the arrangement of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everything is arranged by Krishna. Not a blade of grass moves without the will of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sanatana kahi Krishnami nahi jani. Amaro udara hetu tamara kripamani. Sanatana replied, I do not know who Krishna is. As far as I am concerned, I have been released from prison only by your mercy. Kemane chutila bali prabhu prashna kvela adyo panta savakata teno shunaila. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then asked Sanatana Goswami, how were you released from prison? Sanatana Goswami then described the story from beginning to end. Prabhukai tamara dvivai prayagi mirida rupanupamadumhe brindavana kela. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I met your two brothers, Rupa and Anupama, at Prayag. They have now gone to Brindavana. Tapana mishre re ara chandrashekare shekare re shekare re. Prabhu Vagyaya Sanatana Milila Don Hare. By the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sanatana Goswami met both Tapan Mishra and Chandrashekara. Tapan Mishra Tabi Tanre Kaila Nimantrana Prabhu Kai Kshora Karaha Yaha Sanatana. Tapan Mishra then extended an invitation to Sanatana, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Sanatana to go get a shave. In other words, Lord Chaitanya did not appreciate beards. Chandrashekarere Prabhukahe Volana Ideshadurakara Yaha in Hare Lanaha. After this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called Chandrasekhar and asked him to take Sanatana Goswami with him. He also asked him to take away Sanatana's present dress, just rags. Vajrakarana Tanre Ganga Snana Kadaila Shekaranya Tanre Nutana Vastra Dila. Chandrasekhar then made Sanatana Goswami look like a gentleman. He took him to bathe in the Ganges, and afterwards he brought him a new set of clothes. And so Prabhupada explains here something very interesting that the devotees in the Krishna conscious movement should understand. The words Vajrakarana are significant in this verse. Due to his long hair, mustache, and beard, Sanatana Goswami looked like a Dharavesha hippie. Since Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not like Sanatana Goswami's hippie features, he immediately asked Chandrasekhar to get him shaved clean. If anyone with long hair or a beard wants to join this Krishna conscious movement and live with us, he must similarly shave himself clean. Through reference to the men, obviously, not the ladies. The followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu consider long hair objectionable. Wow. Don't tell that to some people. Sanatana Goswami was saved from a hellish condition, Maharaurava, by the grace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Maharaurava is a hell wherein animal killers are placed. In this regard, refer to Srimad Bhagavatam 5:26:10-12. Yeah, don't look it up. It's really frightening, Maharaurava. Phew. Sevastra Sanatana Nakaila Angikara Chunia Prabhuramane Ananda Para. Chandrasekhar offered a new set of garments to Sanatana Goswami, but Sanatana did not accept them. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard news of this, he became unlimitedly happy. Because he knew, someone of the renounced order of life should not be wearing fine clothes, silks, and everything like that. Majana Kadiya Prabhu Gela Bhiksha Kadivare Sanatane Sanatane Lana Gela Tapana Mishre Rakhtare. After bathing at noon, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the house of Tapana Mishra for lunch. He took Sanatana Goswami with him. Padap Apraksha Kari Bhikshati Vasila Sanatane Bhikshadeya Mishre Re Kahila. After washing his feet, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat down for lunch. He asked Tapana Mishra to supply Sanatana Goswami lunch also. Mishra Kai Sanatana Era Kichu Krityache Tumi Bhikshakaro Vasadatan Re Diva Pache. Tapana Mishra then said, Sanatana has some duty to perform, therefore he cannot accept lunch now. At the conclusion of the meal, I shall supply Sanatana with some remnants. Wow, remnants of Lord Chaitanya. Vikshakari Mahaprabhu Shramakari La Mishra Prabhura Shesha Patra Sanatane Dila. After eating, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took rest for a while. Tapana Mishra then gave Sanatana Goswami the remnants of food left by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's, I'd give anything for the remnants of food that were taken by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mishra Sanatana Dila Nutanavasana Vastranahi Kaila Nivedana. When Tapana Mishra offered Sanatana a new cloth, he did not accept it. Instead, he spoke as follows. Mori Vastradite Yari Tomara Hayamana Nija Paridana Ikadeya Puratuna. If you want to give me some cloth according to your desire, please give me an old cloth you have used. Wow. Tavi Mishra Puratana Eka Dui Duti Dila Teno Dui Vahirasa Kopina Kadila. When Tapana Mishra gave Sanatana Goswami a used dhoti, Sanatana immediately tore it into pieces to make two sets of outer cloth and underwear. Wow. So in other words, his outer cloth was like a gamsha, real long, a little longer than an ordinary gamsha. And of course the underwear there, and it was just like old cloth. Mahara Maharashtriya Dishe Prabhu Milaila Sanatane Sevi Pratanre Kaila Mahanumantrane. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu introduced the Maharashtrian Brahman to Sanatana, the Brahman immediately invited Sanatana Goswami for full meals. Sanatana tumi havat paschite ragiba tavaramaragari bhikshaye kariba. The Brahmana said, "My dear Sanatana, as long as you remain in Kashi, please accept lunch at my place." Sanatana kahi pami manukari kariba brahmaneragari kene ekatra bhiksha labha. Sanatana replied, "I shall practice the process of manukari. Why should I accept full meals in the house of a Brahmin?" So Madhukari means where someone's like a bee that goes from one house to another, one japati in one house, another japati in another house, another piece of pizza in another house, like that. The word Madhukari comes from the word Madhukara, which refers to bees collecting pollen from flower to flower. A Madhukari is a saintly person or a mendicant who does not accept a full meal at one house but begs from door to door, taking a little food from each householder's place. In this way, he does not overeat or give householders unnecessary trouble. A person in the renounced order may beg but not cook. Oh, I cook. Prabhupada also cooked. And Prabhupada made adjustments for us. His begging should not be a burden for the householders. The Madhukari process is strictly to be followed by a Babaji. I'm not a Babaji. Thank God. That is one who has attained the Paramahamsa stage. I have not. This practice is still current in Vrindavana, and there are many places where alms are offered. Unfortunately, there are many beggars who have come to Vrindavan to accept alms, but not to follow the principles of Sanatana Goswami. The Prabhupada said one time that there's many beggars and many japatis, and there's more beggars than japatis. Anyway, it's a joke. Prabhupada said that. People try to imitate him and lead an ideal life by practicing Madhukari. It is almost impossible to strictly follow Sanatana Goswami or Rupa Goswami. It is better to accept food offered to Krishna in the temple than to try to imitate Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami. I won't try to imitate them. Yukta haramyadasya yukta chitsa karmasu yukta swapna vabodasya yoga bhavatisu dukaha. He was regulated in his habits of eating, sleeping, recreation and work can mitigate all material pains by practicing the yoga system. The ideal, Bhagavad Gita 6:17, the ideal sannyasi strictly follows the ways practiced by the Goswamis. So we went from 36 to 81 today. Okay, I have to finish like 1 minute before 6 because I have an appointment this evening. Okay, so we will allow you to unmute, and then first we're going to stop sharing, and then we're going to allow you to unmute yourselves and ask some questions. Okay.
Thank you, Gurudev.
Okay, so what's your question?
You were talking earlier, and it's a recurring theme all throughout Srila Prabhupada's books about controlling one's mind. But we see as time moves forward in Kali Yuga, especially over the last, say, 10 or 20 years, mental illness, where controlling the mind seems to be a physical impossibility, has grown exponentially.
Yes.
So what is the... Also, we've heard that when one commits offenses against Vaishnavas, then he becomes unable to control his mind, which seems to just exacerbate the situation, especially if it's carryover from a previous life.
Yes.
So how to break this cycle of mental illness where, although one may want to control one's mind, it's just physically impossible because the either the trauma or the brain chemistry or the neurological condition, it just makes it impossible.
All right, so therefore... Did you ever play golf?
Once or twice, perhaps.
You know what the handicap is?
I'm familiar with the concept, yes.
So Krishna's aware. Krishna's merciful. He's not like a ritual. He's aware. All he wants to see is that we try our best. I mean, this is Kali Yuga. And as Krishna, as Arjuna says in the sixth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Chanchala Himana Krishna Pramata Balabhadridam Tashaham Nigraham Manye Vayor Eva Shivushkaram. The mind is restless, turbulent, obstinate, and very strong. So Krishna understands all these things. You know, that understands that, you know, we may have been given a mind that's wild. And so if we try our best, Krishna will help us. And, you know, it may take some time. And all Krishna wants to see is that you try your best. Now, on the other hand, here's a hint for controlling the mind. If you want it. Do you want the hint or no?
Yes, please.
Yes, please. Vyavasayadmaga Bhuhir Ekeha Kurunandana. That is, what does that mean? That those who are on this path are at one point. So what that means exactly is that one should focus on an objective. Then, when you focus on a spiritual objective, of course, we're not talking about material objective, then the mind receives, at least the mind, with bhakti, you know, to please Krishna, to please the spiritual master with bhakti, the mind's ranting ravings may continue, but they'll recede in the background. And as we see, all right, let's give an example. As we see when someone falls in love, it's interesting, the expression is falling in love. You don't say they're rising in love. They're falling in love. So when someone falls, it's actually funny. Sorry about that. It's a nice joke. So when someone falls in love, really that's all they're thinking of. They're just focused. Regardless of how psychologically disturbed they are before, they're just focused on their beloved for some time. It doesn't go on. So if we can just like love Krishna, love Krishna's representative, just focus, then the ranting and raving will go on in the background. So we have to figure out what we love. Mirror, mirror on the wall, I love myself best of all. Anyway, so we have to figure out, you know, how to love Krishna. You got to hear more about Krishna. You got to hear more about Prabhupada, great devotees. And then the mind becomes focused like that. And I know it's a greater struggle. You know, people say, well, it's easy for you to say. You had a great childhood. I did have a good childhood. That's a fact. But and I understand the challenges, and Krishna makes allowances for those who have challenges. Like, for example, I know that Krishna is heavier with me than he is with most people. And the reason he's heavier with me is because I don't have those challenges. So, you know, Krishna knows about these things, he makes allowance. That's the answer, okay?
Thank you, Gurudev.
Try your best. All you got to do is try your best. Here's a question from Jagat. Do visitors dropping off sins apply to New Goloka? Is this to be taken literally? Is it vibes or karma? Why does a deity not purify? We seem to have a lot of maintenance problems sometimes. Jagat is in charge of our internet. And the internet goes down. Maintenance, this is a material world. Maintenance of buildings is actually really, but it's not people dropping off their karma that's causing the maintenance problems. It's bad suppliers. And anyway, it's just stupid people that we hire sometimes. Maybe it's a lack of vetting the people. So it's not yes, it's a fact. People do drop off their sins. And that's why we have strong programs. I think Gopal liked that, you know, we don't pick the right suppliers. Well, there's hardly any good suppliers out there. I mean, phew. It's just, it's unbelievable. So that's why we have a strong program. We regularly recite the Bhagavatam, and that's Prabhupada's chanting. Prabhupada is there. Prabhupada is there, and Prabhupada purifies him. You know, it's, I'm not saying that I purify. You know, I can't even purify myself, with the speak of others. But and devotees come, and devotees purify the place. And the regular recitation, the regular chanting of holy names. Anybody goes in the temple room can experience that. And the deity, Krishna, is there, but the devotees are the mechanism for purifying the place. So now that you take the deities around to purify, I mean, the deities purify, yes, but it's the devotion of the devotees towards the deities, because Krishna reciprocates, yayatamam prapajante bam santayuva vajamiyam. Okay, just one other question, quick question from Krishna Priya, because I got to go for a program right now.
Jai Gurudev, please accept my obeisances. I just have a quick question. I don't remember, and does it mention how Rupa Goswami was able to just slip out so easily and Sanatana Goswami couldn't?
I haven't read anything. He just, like, got away with all of his money. I mean, that's really amazing. Maybe the Nawab was not as attached to him. I mean, who knows?
I mean, yeah, I never read anything either.
I've never read anything either. And so, but he got away with all of his money, and some of the money Sanatana Goswami used to get out of prison, too. So he was, you know, then Sanatana Goswami had to bribe his way out of prison. Okay, we have to end now. Sorry about that. All glories to Prabhupada. See everybody tomorrow evening, same time, same station. All glories to his divine grace to the Prabhupada.